So the less than ideal weather is going to be here for a little while. Then it's going to cool off a little bit, and that's okay by me. Meanwhile, what a lousy weekend, and for that matter, a lousy few months now in Detroit. In fewer than 3 months, Detroit's been the site of at least 5 mass shootings. Now, that's defined by the nonprofit research group, the Gun Violence Archive, as incidents in which at least 4 people are shot, not including the shooter. So at least 5 mass shootings in the last less than 3 months, and it was a terrible weekend. Detroit police are still trying to piece together what happened that caused 2 mass shootings in Detroit Saturday, 12 hours apart, that left 12 people shot, 3 dead, with 5 of the surviving victims in critical condition holding on to life. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson is all over the story. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. That first shooting took place Saturday morning around 10:30 a.m. at what police say is an abandoned known drug house on Saratoga near Gratiot on the city's east side. 5 people were shot there, 2 people killed. The second shooting took place around 10:20 p.m. Saturday night during a dice game on Andover Street near East State Fair in northeast Detroit. 7 people were shot there, 1 killed. Several others were critically wounded. Investigators recovered about 20 to 30 shell casings from that scene. Detroit Police Commander Jacqueline Pritchard.
3 houses south of the location they were shooting dice is where the shots came from. From my understanding is that it was a multiple shooting. No, people were ducking, trying to get away from the gunfire. They didn't get a chance to see who was doing the shooting.
Now, it was just last weekend when there was a mass shooting where 8 people were shot, 1 killed, after a man became angry because someone's car was blocking his driveway during a birthday party for a neighbor across the street from him. That man has been arrested. He's been charged with several crimes, including first-degree murder. Commander Pritchard says the violence in the city has to stop.
The violence in this city is ridiculous. We can do better. You know, I ask the citizens of this city, if you saw anything, say something so we can bring those who are responsible to justice.
Now, although we've had this spate of shootings in Detroit as of yesterday, Detroit police say homicides were down 5% so far this year from the same period last year. Non-fatal shootings down 13% from this time last year. Now, if you have any information on these recent shootings, you can call Detroit Police Homicide 313-596-2260. Or, of course, you can call Crime Stoppers. Remain anonymous. That number, 1-800-SPEAK-UP. Paul W.?
Oh, boy. And that's what it's going to take. It's not ever going to be fixed if we rely just on the police. Not because they don't do their job. They do. Mm-hmm. But they can't respond and react until somebody already does something wrong or bad. We need people who see people who they know are going to do wrong things or bad things, and we need them to speak up. That's not ratting out somebody. That's saving society and your own neighborhood and your own family members by speaking up. If you see something, say something, do something. And I'm not suggesting you interact with people who are
right,
doing bad things or going to do bad things. I'm merely saying, don't take for granted the police know about these people. Oftentimes they find out about them after the shooting is done. And then that doesn't fix anything at all.
Yeah.
So you can call the Detroit police at 313-596-2260. I tried to jot them down as you were saying them. 313-596-2260. Or Crime Stoppers, and you can, as you say, stay anonymous. 1-800-SPEAK-UP. 1-800-SPEAK-UP. This has got to be incredibly frustrating for the police chief.
It is, and you can just see it in his face, and not just his face, Paul W., but in the faces of his commanders and captains who are on the scene at these shootings as well. It is very frustrating. And, you know, you talk to some of the people who are on the police commission, the board of commissioners. One of my friends, Ricardo Moore, I think he was quoted in the Detroit News, and I spoke to Ricardo, and it's just, you know, he says police by their very nature are reactive. You know, they can patrol and be proactive to a point, but, you know, it's going to take all of us, you know, as you said, Paul W., if we see something, we have to say something, you know, to protect our own communities.
And something that has been very important to Mayor Mike Duggan since before he even became mayor, he was talking about the problem of abandoned houses in Detroit. And one of these mass shootings were, in fact, at an abandoned house where drugs mm-hmm. reportedly were being sold and a street corner crap game underway.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing good comes from abandoned houses.
Nothing.
And I haven't heard much lately, Lloyd Jackson, about the removal program, the demolition program. How come I haven't heard much about that lately?
That's a good question. You know, the last time we heard something about it was during, I think, the mayor's State of the City speech. He talked about, you know, the houses that have been knocked down and those that were still going to be knocked down. And no, we haven't. So that's something that we will look into. Absolutely.
I wonder why that is. I wonder what happened or what's going on or whatever. Anyway, this day in history, Lloyd. August 8th, 1974, President Richard Nixon, facing damaging new revelations in the Watergate scandal, announced he would resign the following day. So that happened on this day in history in 1974. Just keeping up on the information out there that maybe...
I remember that.
What's
that? I remember him being on television, you know, saying that he was leaving, and I was like... The president's quitting?
Yeah.
And I didn't have all the details at the time, because I think I was about 8, but, you know.
Well, you were still taking notes at that time, even at 8, because
Absolutely. We
knew you were going to be the newsman that you turned out to be today.
You got it.
There's Lloyd making notes. The fact that you were using a crayon didn't matter at all. We can still read the notes. I'll see you later, Lloyd. Thanks.
Talk to you soon, Paul.
All righty. Change can be small, like adjusting how and when you use energy.